Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm joined by Harry Truman, who is the boss lady of a five-branch estate and letting agency network in Gloucestershire. Thanks for joining me today, Harry. Why do you think there aren't more women in senior roles in estate and letting agency? Talk to me.
Okay, so I think that there are two reasons. The first reason is my more kind of reason that's been spoken about more, and that's biologically. Obviously, women need to take time off to have children. That I don't see that changing anytime soon. And because they have to take time off work, they occasionally miss out on opportunities that they would have had if they hadn't. I think that, especially in corporate chains, the senior leadership roles are generally full-time, they're generally high-pressure, which makes it difficult for women who have young children to return to that type of role. So unfortunately, we lose a section of talent pool once people are going maternity. My second reason, which is my a bit more controversial reason, is I think that the reason there aren't so many women in senior leadership roles, especially in corporate agency, is because I think men just don't want us there.
Interesting.
I think that the 50-something greying men's club don't want to give up their roles, don't want to give up their positions to women. I think they're not interested in seeing women across the board tables for them. And I think if there were women across the board table, then they wouldn't necessarily listen to what they had to say. So I think we aren't going to see any change until men start doing something consciously about it.
I mean, the point is this, though, and I had Ellie Rees in here, is that corporate estate agency only takes a relatively small proportion of the estate agency market, 15-20%, mm-hmm. Whilst 80% of the industry is one man, one woman band yeah. agents, and especially in lettings, there's a hell of a lot of one woman band yeah. letting agents.
Yeah.
Why should we concern ourselves with some of the big boys that only take such a small percentage of the market?
Well, I think that the reason, what you say about women in independence, I think the reason that women are directors and owners of independence is because they can have some more flexibility. And I think that there aren't so many women in the senior world because there isn't that flexibility. I think we should be concerned about it is because it's those corporate agents who are well known around the country. And I think that they are the ones that are leading the way.
Is it their responsibility because they're so well known to make a positive...
Yes.
Positive, discrimination.
I think, unfortunately, we do have to see some positive discrimination for a short time to try and right the balance, because at the moment, the way things are going, nothing's changing. The analysis that Ellie Rees did recently was really interesting, and she found that, for instance, Dexter's, for instance, they only have 25% of women in senior leadership roles, whereas 75% of women make up the lower paid roles. And I think that until someone like Savills comes out and says, we are going to right this imbalance, we are going to do something about it, yeah. then nothing's going to change. We're just going to carry on having women, less women in senior leadership roles, being paid less than their male counterparts.
Let's hope it changes. Thank you for your time today.